Today, documentary films are experiencing a major renaissance, and for good reason. But why are audiences increasingly choosing fact over fiction?
Is it a dearth of realism, like endless comic book sequels and end-of-the-world action movies? Are viewers choosing authentic storytelling over spectacular visuals and far-fetched plots?
Or maybe it's because docs f***ing rule. Hi, I'm Parker Romaine.
And I'm George Chen.
And we host SupDoc.
We didn't go to film school. We're just two comedians that dork out on docs.
And since 2015, we've been recapping amazing documentaries with comedians, actors, and filmmakers like legendary comedians Dana Gould and Todd Glass.
Musicians like Yacht and Dan Deacon.
And even media stars like Jesse Thorne and Francesca Fiorentini.
The AV Club called us enlightening, and Boing Boing said, SupDoc is a great idea for a podcast.
So find us wherever you get your podcasts or join us at supdocpodcast.com.
And follow us on social media at SupDoc Podcast.
Welcome to Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jessica Balboni.
I'm Jesse Hitt.
And I'm Jacob Rubin.
Hey,
Jacob's back for good.
The team's back together.
See, here's what happened. I thought I was working today, and I wasn't.
Well, I think I'm the one who was supposed to not be working today.
Yes.
But, it's true.
Yeah.
And then
I was.
Leave.
Yeah.
But then Jess looked at the schedule and was like, I'll just have them both come in, and we'll all do slightly less work.
It's true.
It turned out to be good.
And a lady brought in a giant box of miscellaneous comics.
Yeah.
And fanzines.
So we gotta...
And other things. So we're all still here for some reason.
Yeah. I'm gonna leave right after this, though.
Yay! I'm also gonna leave.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Oh, cool. All right, so not just me.
Yeah.
And Maggie, who isn't on this podcast, so does she even really exist?
Yeah. She could be a character we're just making up for the audience.
She does come up here and say hi once in a while.
Oh, that's true. I think she has been... Yeah, she's been in backgrounds.
Or is that Jack with a puppet?
Ooh,
he's doing a funny voice.
Interesting.
Jack talks.
Hey guys, I'm Maggie.
She sounds just like
that. She's going to listen to this one. This is going to be the one time she listens.
The one time she listens. She's going to be real mad at us. Today is Saturday, October 26th.
Yeah,
it's
Jesus.
It's almost Halloween.
Yeah.
It is.
Spooky time.
Have we talked about what costumes we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your costume?
I am going as Vincent Vega from Pulp Fiction.
Cool.
And my wife is going to be Mia Wallace.
Are you going to slick back your hair?
No, I got a wig.
Ooh, is it a good wig or a bad wig?
I cheaped out a bit on it. It looks like him when he... Because if you try to tie it back, because most of the movie his hair is tied back.
Yeah.
Rewatched it. And if it's tied back, it looks kind of bad. But if it's not, and it's like when she overdoses on heroin, then it actually looks like it does in the movie.
Okay.
Wait, so, when he overdoses on
heroin? No, when she overdoses on heroin, when she snorts his heroin.
Oh, right, and then he takes it out of the...
Right, because he's stressed out because she's dying.
I always forget it's like tied back and not just like flicked back.
Yeah.
It's tied back, yeah. And then part of it is in the forward, and it's in kind of like a man bun situation. It was a really awful hair choice, but because it was so bad... It's iconic now.
Right.
Was that his real hair, do you think? Was that Travolta's hair, or was that a wig in the movie?
I didn't know it was his hair.
He had that hairstyle for a while.
He did have that hairstyle.
Because he got the plugs. He disappeared for a long time, went bald, got hair plugs.
I didn't know he went bald.
That's one of the conspiracy theories. And I think it's true. I think there's pictures of him with very thin up front, and then it's thick later on, but they just never address it. It's kind of like LeBron James, where they're just like... We just don't talk about how
a bunch of his hair fell out
bald,
last
and then
night.
He was unbalded. Elon Musk too. Elon Musk, Jeremy Piven. There's a lot of dudes.
Oh, Jeremy Piven for sure.
Psychos
who
just unbalded themselves and then pretended they didn't.
Oh, Jeremy Piven was bald in Seinfeld.
Yeah,
he played. He played a shittier version of George.
Right.
And then played Ari on Entourage. Like that's such a weird trajectory. Like talk about range.
Yeah. Well, he's just a shitty person in real life.
Oh,
not that much of a stretch for him.
Yeah, but, like, George is supposed to be the schlubby dipshit, and Ari is supposed to be, like, this cool badass. So the fact that he shifted like that, and Jeremy Piven sucks, but, we have a whole separate podcast for that.
Is it just called Jeremy Piven Sucks?
We watch, like, PCU and go, ugh. Boom.
PC culture is out of control in 1994. Like, already? Wow.
Yeah.
They're really not doing a good job of shutting down free speech if they've been trying for 20 years.
Right.
And people are still saying slurs on podcasts. Yeah. 20 years later.
But at least they're getting slightly fewer jobs.
Yeah, that's
slightly.
True.
Slightly.
Yeah, that's true.
Slightly.
So we're just gonna like skip what we read. Oh, you read a comic this week, right?
Yes,
I did
read a comic in preparation for this comics podcast.
Yay!
I read Spider-Man Full Circle.
Oh, that was a long comic.
Yeah, it was. It's a really cool idea that apparently DC did a couple of years ago for like Jack Kirby's 100th birthday or something.
Right.
Oh, that's
right.
Did the Commandy challenge.
Yeah,
but Commandy.
Commandy. I always, you know, this was a conversation.
Like Midsommar.
Ooh, the European boy from the jungle. Commandy.
It's just incorrect, the pronunciation. And the people are like, cool, well, I'm a tiger, so I don't give a shit. I don't know why I say Commandy. Everyone else is like, no, it's Commandy.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that was a different creative team on every issue, and then they would pick up with the people. This one was a different creative team every 7 pages.
Okay. Ooh.
So you've got, like, Jason Aaron and Jonathan Hickman started it, uh-huh. And then Jason Aaron, I think, did the final chapter, and then they brought in Mark Bagley to sum the whole thing up,
okay.
Which was great, because he's, like, he knows Spider-Man better than anybody. He's done more Spider-Man comics than anyone.
Yeah.
And it starts off as Spider-Man's helping Nick Fury do this weird... rescue of a, like, recapture of a weapon in space from AIM, uh-huh. And then turns into just, like, because these guys were deliberately trying to screw the other ones over. At one point, they introduced that he's imagining Spider-Ham taunting him.
Cool.
There's werewolves. Uh-huh. There's, like, yeah, it's...
Is Spider-Man turning into, like, different creatures? Because I flipped through it at one point, and I saw the Spider-Ham thing, and it looks like Spider-Man's, like, turning into actual Spider-Ham.
Oh, well, that's...
like a real Spider-Ham.
That's kind of a spoiler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, he does turn into a werewolf at one point, but then he turns back. Okay. And everyone is werewolves. And anyway, it's surprisingly really good. It's a big comic, and it's $10, but there's relatively few ads in it, and it's just a cool idea, and I'd love for them to do... I think that a different... comic like the Fantastic Four might lend itself more to this idea of like we can do anything here, so and like something like Spider-Man, I feel like the Spider-Man character is a bit more grounded,
right?
And maybe they shouldn't do like these crazy bonkers freewheeling everything, but like do this with like X-Men or Doctor Strange or something. I think it's a really cool idea, and I hope they do more.
Yeah, cool.
Well, the idea of Spider-Man being in space like doesn't make sense to me. What's he gonna swing from?
Yeah, exactly. from the jump I was like, I was, because Jonathan Hickman, I guess, came up with the initial beginning, and I was like, this isn't, I feel like you don't know, this isn't your wheelhouse.
Right.
Like, if you picked it up later, maybe, but, like, to start it with Spider-Man is in, one, he starts the comic in his black costume.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's his stealth costume, because he's helping S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
Okay. And it's like, this isn't, if I were to start a Spider-Man story, this isn't how I would start it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, that was sort of, but it ends up being, like, cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I read nothing this week.
Yeah, I think the most recent thing I read was East of West 43 from a week or two ago.
Oh, yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
Fucking great comic.
Oh, and I also read the new Dial H, which is a cool comic where a story is told from the beginning and from the end at the same time, and then it meet, and the last page is where they meet in the middle, and then you read it forwards and read it backwards.
Oh, cool.
I think that's what you read the last podcast as well.
Yeah, but there's a new one.
There's a new
Dial H is really good.
Well, I'm glad you like
that. Yeah, and that's two more comics than you, Dig Dogs, read. So.
I know. I got your stack at home. It's really unfortunate. Dog sickness.
Anyways. No, I know. I've been following your Instagram. Yeah.
However, we do have a lot of news to go over anyways, because it's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff.
The podcast. We'll start off with CW news.
Mm-hmm.
Batwoman was on a couple weeks ago. It premiered on October 6th. Also, Nancy Drew, I guess, also started. Has anybody watched Nancy Drew yet?
No. Is it still the same? She's like a teen that solves mysteries? Is that the thing?
Yes.
Okay. She was like, I think she came out around the same time as like the Hardy Boys.
Okay, yeah.
But it was just her, so clearly she's better because she doesn't need her dumb twin brother.
Yeah.
And Nancy Drew has been on a few times, I believe, as well. Like that,
they've done multiple
series.
Yeah.
This time they're talking about like the cast of Lizzie McGuire. There's a bunch of people that like remember that show, Lizzie
McGuire.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, they pulled a bunch of people from that show and are now on the Nancy Drew show.
Okay.
Strange. Yeah. Anyways, it got terrible reviews. I haven't watched it yet.
That sounds like a Mad Lib. We're going to get the cast of Disney Channel show and put them in book series.
Right. Anyways, it got terrible reviews, but apparently a hell of people watched it. Okay. Like, it got gigantic ratings. It's funny, though, they don't, like, match up, like, CW ratings to, like, ABC ratings. Like, CW has its own little world. It has, like, a bubble of CW ratings. So if it gets, like, this number, like, they're, like, we're instantly renewing it. So it already got, like, renewed for 22 more episodes.
Mm.
So good for Nancy Drew?
Well, ratings, I mean, the idea of the Nielsen
rating, Nielsen,
it doesn't really work anymore.
Yeah.
Well, they're not doing that anymore.
Oh, okay.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But they're also using DVR ratings and
streaming
ratings now as well.
Yeah, with digital stuff, you can actually track what people are watching.
Yeah.
So you can tell, you know, the hardware is already there. Like, you don't have to have a Nielsen box that you have to log into every time you turn on the TV.
You can see the hits.
Weird.
Yeah. And then the company that puts it out can either, like, YouTube, publicly make it available, or like Netflix, not, you know, keep it internal, or like Facebook, lie about it.
Yeah, right?
So Batwoman also got renewed. It had a very, very large, I guess it says 80%. Okay, I'll just read you the ratings. Batwoman's linear ratings have grown from 73% among adults 18 to 34 and 80% in adults 18 to 49, while Nancy Drew has posted 94% from 18 to 34 and 114% in 18 to 49.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
114%?
That's how much the ratings increased.
That's just the Nielsen ratings.
Okay. Huh. So, like, I guess enough people watch it on streaming that decided to. This is something that I think is bonkers. People watching TV live on their TV.
Yeah.
Like, that's something, like, unless
Who does that?
Unless it's, like, sports.
Yeah.
Or unless it's airing live. Unless it's, like, but, like, for some reason, someone on Twitter is making fun of the people who comment on the official Family Guy posts on Facebook. Like, hey, new episode tonight. And people will be like, yeah, I'm so excited to watch Family Guy live on Fox, 8 p.m. Yeah. People type that with their hands. But, like, yeah, every show, I mean, of course, enough people still watch TV live when it's on.
Mm-hmm.
That is a deciding factor in how well things go.
Well, wow. CW says it's tracking most of this, their ratings also through their actual free app. It will stream the next day on their app, and then they're tracking it through that as well.
Yeah. I think that's been a thing since DVRs have been a thing. It's like day plus one day.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You take the full 24 hours into account.
They also have renewed Legacies, which is like the Vampire Diaries, like fourth, I think, like generation.
Wow.
Like upgraded show, whatever. I don't know. Like they've... What was it? There was like three other shows after Vampire Diaries.
So it's like their kids? One.
No, it's a school about like that the vampires from Vampire Diaries made for kids that are special, like with special powers.
So it's like the Vampire X-Men.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's like if Dracula bit Storm and it went really well.
Yeah, pretty much.
But they're not necessarily... Are the kids all vampires at the school?
There's vampires, there's witches, mummies. There's werewolves. There's no mummies
yet. Is
there any
Frankenstein?
Yes, I watched
any kid Frankenstein?
No kid Frankenstein. I would expect that episode to happen.
Yeah.
It's that bad.
A teen Frankenstein would just stay the same age, right? If it was put together parts of different teens.
Yeah. Huh. Human.
It'd just never grow to be an adult Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's like Pinocchio.
Yeah, true.
Put together, and then...
There was a doll episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Scary.
Scary doll.
So, wait, do they, like, go to how to scare people class? Like, what are they...
Yeah, what are they learning? Spooky geography.
Today we will learn about Transylvania. And nowhere else.
Just that.
Yeah, like, what... No, this is, like... Because, you know, Hogwarts is pretty clear. Like, I mean, I would have the same question if they didn't have a very popular book
series. Actually just a regular school.
Bullshit. Are you serious?
I'm serious. So like, but they have to go there so they don't, like, hurt other people.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Like, and it's, like guarded, you know, like...
So it's, like the Creature of the Black Lagoon and, like, the marching band?
Exactly like that, It's not a good show. But I still watch it.
Okay.
And everybody's beautiful.
Yeah, that was really stupid. Well, yeah. Remember that Descendants, Disney Descendants? It was like a TV movie series on like.
Wait, live action?
It was live action, and it was basically all the Disney villains had kids, and now all the kids were in high school together. So it was like Gaston's daughter and Cruella DeVille's son and Maleficent's daughter, and like and then they made the fourth one came out, and it got a lot of attention because one of the actors was killed in a car accident or something shortly before it came out. So then suddenly people were like, there was enough news about it that people were like, oh yeah. Disney Descendants.
Oh.
This is a thing that, like you have younger siblings or younger cousins or something.
Yeah,
how old are they?
Let's see. I think my youngest cousin at this point is 17.
Okay, maybe a bit old.
Yeah.
I think maybe, like, kids who are, like, 14, 15 now probably grew up loving this shit.
Weird. Wow.
Yeah. I would see... In, like, the unfortunate cesspools of the internet where, like, all nerd cultures come together. Sometimes someone would make a Disney Descendants reference and everyone else would be like, well, just let it go.
We're not that kind of
nerd.
It's, like, weird. There was the cartoon ones were, like, Tiny Toon Adventures and, like, Muppet Babies.
Yeah.
But I guess Muppet Babies was just the Muppets when they were kids. It wasn't children of the Muppets.
No, it wasn't the children.
It's weird that they all went to the same daycare together.
Weird.
They had to, like, keep them away from the human children.
Yeah. And you notice that on Muppet Babies, Animal was not wearing chains, but at some point in his life, they were like, we gotta lock this guy up.
He did some horrible things.
He went to prison, broke out.
He was just in a band.
Was the only way they could control him.
Where's that Netflix movie? What happened to Animal?
He made some poor decisions in life. He never learned English.
Right. Yeah, yes.
He never.
He knocked out one of Dr. Teeth's teeth.
Yeah. He did.
Yeah. He took away Zoot's eyes.
Oh.
Oh, no, he just wore sunglasses.
He wasn't actually.
Yeah,
blind.
Janice didn't have eyes. No.
That's right. They were closed because she's super high.
Yeah, because she was high. Yeah.
Yeah. well, speaking of Disney, they have a lot going on, too. Obi-Wan Kenobi actor Ewan McGregor has offered up new details about the plot and setting of his upcoming untitled Disney show. I thought it was just called Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah. Why would they not call it that?
I don't know. They're calling it untitled still. Or maybe it's just called Obi.
Oh,
he's going to go for a Madonna's type thing.
Well, I think it'd be dope if they called it Ben Kenobi and it was about how he became, how he, like, concealed his identity and everything in a very lazy way by not changing his last name.
Maybe he'd just go, like, the John Carter way and just call it, like, Ben.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, sure.
And be really boring about it. Or maybe
Star Wars presents Ben. It's about that bear, that nice bear.
Gentle Ben.
Gentle Ben.
Yeah.
Gentle Ben Kenobi.
Right.
Him being a farmer in the desert or whatever he was.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, that's basically what it's going to be about.
Did he have like a job in Star Wars?
I think he just was like a hermit.
Yeah, I think he was like a cult figure.
Yeah.
He was a cult figure?
No, not a cult figure. Like an urban legend.
Yeah.
So that's what I meant to say. Not like he's Charles Manson or something. Although we don't know what he did for like 30 years. Like maybe he briefly led a cult. No.
Yeah.
He's like Jared Leto is now.
Right. So like...
Jared Leto. I think I know I've said this before. That guy must be so handsome and charming in person. Because everything he does sucks.
Yeah.
But he keeps getting to do stuff.
And he's like, now he's going to be Morbius.
Yeah. And people
keep
letting him
look
do
like
stuff.
That. So
he does kind of look like a vampire.
Yeah.
I guess he is an energy-sucking vampire.
Yeah.
He was kind of good in that Blade Runner thing.
He was
as
good
the
in Blade Runner.
Weird guy.
And he did seem attractive again.
Yeah.
Apparently, the word on the street is that he actively tried to prevent the Joker movie from being made.
Because it'll make him the fourth best Joker, fifth if you count.
I mean, he's already the worst Joker. Like, let's be real.
Oh, yeah.
There's no worse Joker
than that. Worse than Cesar Romero, who would just he refused to shave his mustache.
Right.
He just had to put makeup on over his big old mustache.
Saw someone dressed as the Cesar Romero Joker who put on a fake mustache and then put the makeup over it.
Over it? Oh, yeah.
It is very funny. I saw somebody on Twitter have the same take, but it is very funny that, like, a guy like the actors who have played Joker have basically sort of like driven themselves insane, like Heath Ledger to the point that he died, and yeah. Cesar Romero like wouldn't even shave.
Right.
Like, no.
I care. This is the only thing keeping me sane.
Yeah, I care so little about this character. I'm not even going to shave my mustache.
He was good, though.
Yeah. Dan Aykroyd did the same thing when he played Richard Nixon.
He wouldn't shave his mustache?
Yeah, when he was Richard Nixon on Saturday Night Live, he was just Richard Nixon with a mustache. He wouldn't
yeah.
shave.
Yeah, well, when Chevy Chase was Gerald Ford, he didn't even wear a wig.
Yeah.
He just sort of he just put on a jacket and was like, hey, I'm Gerald Ford now.
Well, Chevy Chase is an asshole.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
I don't know how we got there. But anyways, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It's going to be cool.
So basically, it's going to be about when Obi-Wan Kenobi arrives on Tatooine. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be between 3 and 4.
Yeah.
So how he gets there.
It's going to be like that. They made an action figure of this period of Obi-Wan Kenobi that you could either have an old Ewan McGregor head or a young Alec Guinness
head.
Oh,
yeah.
And you would switch it out depending on, I don't know.
Such a question mark on it. Yeah. Question mark on it. Like, what he's wearing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, he's wearing, like, no, this is a while ago.
Yeah.
And it's like him, I think it's implied that he, like, landed on Tatooine and was, like, lost and confused and wandered around the desert. I don't know why.
Well, because he's sad.
I guess.
All his Jedi friends are dead.
Yeah, that would be a
big massacre, right? And then he's like, what am I going to do now?
And this is what that show's going to tell us.
I guess so.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's that big show. We'll find out some more info about him. And he's also saying, like, because of Alec, like, he's closer to Alex McGinnis, right?
Alec Guinness?
Alec McGinnis.
No, there's no Mick.
Oh, no Mick. Yeah, it's just Guinness?
It's just Guinness, yeah.
Okay, well, he's closer to his age now, because
right.
Ewan McGregor's 48, I think. And he was, wow. like, 60 when he played that role.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he feels closer to him in age.
Yeah.
So.
And he could have been on Tatooine for 12 years.
Yeah.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Definitely. So, that looks cool.
I mean, it was Luke's entire life.
Yeah, that's yeah. right.
And so when's he meet Luke? Looks like what?
Teens?
What yeah.
He's 18, supposed to be 19? Like 18 or 19.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Also, we saw the complete trailer now for The Mandalorian.
Yeah, oh
it's
man.
Pretty that dope.
Looks
so
it looks awesome.
It looks cool. And this is not, it's not Boba Fett. We know
no,
that
no,
for
it's
a
not
while.
Boba Fett. No. He's called The Mandalorian.
And is this when does this take place?
Years after.
Yeah, so the Empire, the Republic has become the Empire and mm-hmm. is still in power. So it's before
New Hope.
Yeah. The rebellion is crushed at that point.
So then why isn't it Boba Fett?
No. It's after
yeah,
Jedi.
Wait. Oh, it's after Jedi. Jedi. Okay. Yeah.
So it's after Death Star's been destroyed.
Okay, dope. Both Death Stars.
Yeah. Huh. Mm. Okay. Well, maybe the Empire's kind of in decline.
Okay, it says,
like,
The Mandalorian takes place 5 years after the fall of the Empire,
oh.
as depicted in Return of the Jedi.
Okay,
25
cool.
years before the emergence of the First Order.
That's okay. why they had all those stormtrooper helmets on pikes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, he's supposed to be dead, obviously.
Yeah.
So, it's Both about the Reconstructionist era galaxy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's genuinely something we haven't seen yet.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're excited about that. We're going to keep watching. What does it say? Oh, there's a little thing right here. It says, The Mandalorian. After the stories of Jango and Boba Fett, another warrior emerges in the Star Wars universe. The Mandalorian is set after the fall of the Empire and before the emergence of the First Order. We follow the travails of a lone gunfighter in the outer reaches of the galaxy, far from the authority of the New Republic.
Cool.
Do you think he's still a Fett? Is he, like, part of the Fett?
Oh, I think he's definitely part of the Fett.
All right, cool. So he's, like, Lloyd Fett?
Lloyd Fett. And, like, this is obviously Disney Plus's, like, push. They're like,
yeah.
You better get fucking Disney Plus or else
yeah.
you're going to
yeah.
miss all of the fun. So
this is their, I don't know. I guess streaming services haven't been a thing long enough to have, like, all right, but, like, a release title. Like, okay,
yeah.
like, the Switch had Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Right.
So if you want to play
yeah.
the new Amazing Zelda game, you have to get this new console.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah. this is sort of that.
It is, yeah. And it's not, it's like $7.99 to start.
Which isn't bad.
It really isn't bad.
Considering,
you're going to have every Disney movie ever.
They did that.
Except for the racist one.
Oh, yeah. You can't get
yeah.
Song of the South? Was
no
that the
Song
one?
Of the
yeah.
South.
No
yeah.
Song of the South. We had a... I don't want to put him on blast, but we did have a customer come in here who works for Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And I made a thing, and I mentioned that everything except Songs Out, and he's like, yeah, no way. I'm pretty sure I brought this up on the podcast before. Have you guys seen Song of the South?
Yes.
No.
It is findable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you dig. I found it online.
Okay.
And, like, the thing is, it's been built up as being super, super racist.
Yeah.
It's not... There are more racist things in Disney that have been released, and you could still find.
Yeah.
It's unideal, and the thing is, when that's the entire movie and not like, oh, I can just pretend the crows in Dumbo are just different.
Yeah,
You can look past it, but, like, it's not nearly... It's not good in terms of its depictions.
Oh,
but,
no, not.
And also, the movie itself isn't good.
Yeah.
but that it hasn't released prevented from releasing other stuff before, actual quality of film.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's... I feel like it's built up in people's heads, and when you see it, you're just like, it's not as...
Yeah.
And plus, they made a whole friggin' ride about it, which is dumb.
Yeah, they found that ride still there, right?
Yeah. The ride's been there. The ride was built after they decided to never release this movie again.
Huh. Right.
So, like, every time a kid gets off that ride, they're like, hey, what's that movie, Song of the South? Why can't I see it?
Serious conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, if Dumbo's still there, you know.
Well,
the crows.
Live action Dumbo excised the crows altogether.
I know. So many things out of Dumbo.
Yeah, and out of
the mice.
Bunch of crap.
They have those two.
Oh, Timothy, yeah.
Man.
And the pink elephant scene.
I cannot believe that they took
He's about, like, I haven't seen the movie, but apparently.
Oh, I have.
He's about to drink.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, he's too young. And then the pink elephants are represented in some way.
Well, he still drinks a little. He still has, like, a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And then it's like a 3-second scene, basically.
Mm.
And, like, it's just very short. Like, basically, and, like, they barely sing a song about it. And yeah, it sucks. You think because Tim Burton would do something really cool with
totally,
that.
Yeah.
I was really excited.
And you would think, like, Tim Burton would figure out a way to do it without having Dumbo get high.
Yeah,
without encouraging children to do drugs.
Anyways.
Or maybe with.
Yeah.
Maybe with, yeah.
What the hell?
I think Disney was like, accent.
Yeah.
We watched The Bloodshot together.
Vin
We're
Diesel.
All really excited about Valiant.
Yeah. There have been Bloodshot runs that I liked. Like, I liked the Jeff Lemire one.
I thought that's what they were going to probably base it
on. Yeah, where it's, like, depowered a little bit.
Yeah.
And what is it? Phoenix Rising is, like, the project. They're back, and they're making other people into Bloodshots, and he has to go get the other Bloodshots and kill them.
So what is Bloodshot?
So he's a guy who is, like, a super soldier type of dude, mm-hmm. and then they experimented on him with nanites, like little tiny robots, and they put them all in his blood, and they heal him, they make him super fast, super strong, he's all white, he has a big red dot on his chest for some reason that I don't understand, his eyes are red, he can also use them to camouflage himself, I think, he can, like, change his appearance with the little robots.
Oh, like sort of shapeshift.
Yeah, I think that was a later edition,
yeah,
I think originally
he was
just indestructible and super fast reflexes and all the cool super soldier stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
He's an action hero. These nanites made him an action hero.
Yeah. He's kind of like, I was just liking it, like a cross between Frank Castle and Venom, kind of.
Okay.
Like, the nanites kind of function the same way that, like, the Venom symbiote does.
Right.
And he's already has his, like, super soldier, badass, like, military guy abilities.
Mm. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
His first appearance was an Eternal Warrior.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
And they do wipe his memory.
Like
a bunch to, like, make him a super soldier again and again and again.
And, like maybe implant false memories, too.
Yeah.
And I think he has the nanites give him some kind of weaknesses, too. Like, he can't use them too often or for too long or something. He has to be rejuvenated somehow. I'm not 100% sure what his weaknesses are, but I know that there are some.
Yeah.
He has, like, you know, like all heroes. He has his classic.
He's got to have something
flaw
that keeps him from just being perfect at everything.
Yeah.
Is he a part of the Toyo Harada Foundation? Harbinger Foundation or
I think
whatever?
They ended up being the ones behind the Phoenix Rising project, also.
Okay. That's about all of my extent of my Valiant knowledge. So, I mean, it definitely people will discover, like, a whole new universe, superhero universe. Like, maybe it'll bring new people into it. Hopefully it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Vin Diesel, He can be good in movies.
He doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't have any range, but he can play one character pretty well. Yeah.
I don't know that I've seen. I've never seen a Fast and Furious movie, and I've not seen any of the Triple X movies. I'm trying to think if I've seen any Vin
Pitch
Diesel
Black?
Movie. No.
Boiler
really?
Room?
No. Riddick? No.
Knock Around Guys?
No. Okay. Was he in The Expendables?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think he was an Expendable.
Ooh,
he is Expendable.
I wonder if he feels slighted for not being one of the Expendables.
Probably.
Because that's like, the whole thing is like, I mean, you got Statham,
Is he the pacifier or is that The Rock? I always mix that up.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, no, The Rock's the Tooth Fairy. He is the pacifier.
He's the pacifier. Yeah. The Rock is the Tooth Fairy. Okay.
He did that brief run where he was trying to do like funny and drama. Like, he was in the witness relocation program or something, and he gained a bunch of weight for the role. I remember hearing an interview with him when he was talking about having to gain
weight.
Wait,
was he actually in the witness location?
No, no, maybe. Yeah, that's where he shaved his head.
Like, what's that rapper that's in the witness location? With the 6ix9ine.
Takeshi 6ix9ine.
Yes. Of course, 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
He has a 6ix9ine.
He ratted on a bunch of people out of putting him witness protection, despite the fact that he has...
Literally has a 6ix9ine on his
and
face.
His hair is every color.
Yeah. So, is he going to get all those tattoos removed?
I mean, I think it's going to have to be like an end of Breaking Bad situation where he lives in a shack in New Hampshire and doesn't make human contact.
Yeah. Right.
And they just have to bring him like stacks of pornos and a DVD of Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium.
Yeah. Or you could get his tattoos altered. It could be like 691. Oh, it's just my lucky number. No relation to the rap guy.
So what do you
No, he keeps the 6ix9ine. He just gets a nice on his chest.
So what do you guys think of the Bloodshot trailer? Yay or nay?
I'm optimistic. I think it could be just a fun, dumb action movie.
Like, will I see it? Probably not.
No.
Like, because in a life where I had to see it, I'd see it. Like, if I had to see it for to review or something, I'd watch it. I'd probably enjoy it because it looks dumb and fun. But it's just dumb and fun.
Yeah, I definitely will not see it in theaters.
Yes.
I don't think it's like crazy good reviews, which I cannot imagine it will.
Yeah.
I like Guy Pearce, but...
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. The cast looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
It'll be definitely one that I watch on video. Like,
I'm
probably going to watch that Hobbs and Shaw movie this weekend, and I'll probably do the same thing with Bloodshot
Hobbs
at some point.
Oh, that's
one of
the
Rock
and
Jason Statham.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Fast and Furious spinoff.
Yeah, they have to...
I haven't seen a Fast and Furious
fight
movie.
With a car. They have to Idris Elba with a car.
Idris Elba has all the powers of a car.
Oh, right.
Okay,
yeah.
He downloaded the car powers into his body.
Yeah.
Despite that commercial saying you wouldn't download a car.
Yeah. Yes, I would.
I totally would.
Totally download a car.
Oh, my God. I'd download Photoshop. You bet your ass I'd download a car.
We'll get to this one at the end. Also, this Paul Dano has been cast as the Riddler.
Very good casting choice, I think.
I like Paul Dano.
Yeah, I like
Me
Paul
too.
Dano.
Zoe Kravitz was cast as Catwoman.
Sure. Very solid also.
What has she been in?
She was Angel in X-Men First Class.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Okay, she had an extended arc on Californication.
Oh,
I believe she was one of the few women who did not have sex with David Duchovny during that show.
That's surprising.
Wow.
Yeah, although she might have. I don't remember.
Is she too young?
Oh, yeah, I think she played his daughter's friend from school.
Okay, yeah, that's creepy.
At the time, you're right, she's popped up in things. I generally appreciate Zoe Kravitz. I think she's a solid actress.
Okay.
And her dad is Lenny Kravitz, and her mom is famous, too.
Lisa Bonet, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
That's, of course, they created the best-looking person.
Yeah. Really? Obviously. She's gorgeous.
Oh, right. She was in Mad Max Fury Road also. She
that's
was one of the...
Right. Okay, that's what I was trying to remember. I was like, there was something she was in that was, like, really big.
They didn't give her a lot to do in that movie.
No.
Although, I think she had more to do than any of the other brides of Immortality.
Right. She was the tough one, right? She was the one that's like, we gotta fight him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, remember when Lenny Kravitz's penis popped out? That was something, wasn't it?
Let's not think of Lenny Kravitz when that.
That was very, very funny.
And sitting it on rhythm guitar.
Oh, my God.
His penis.
She's actually a lot older. She's 1988.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he had her when she was pretty young. Huh?
Yeah, wait, was Lenny Kravitz famous yet in 1988, or was he just a super handsome guy?
I don't think he was famous. The first thing I remember him, like, he was, I know that he put out albums in, like, 94, 95.
Yeah.
For me, he made it big when he covered American Woman for the Austin Power 2 soundtrack.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But well, that's the first time I became
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Are You Gonna Go My Way was a big hit.
Oh, really?
She's
oh,
only 5'2".
Yeah. No, oh, that's little. Mm.
She is very little. This is definitely his daughter, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it'd be weird if he was like, I'm going to let you use my last name and get hella famous.
Well, I thought maybe like his sister. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Jason Momoa is her stepdad.
Yeah.
They're like the same age. That's so rad.
Jesus, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's see. How old is Jason Momoa? Oh, no. He's born in 79. So he's
okay.
9 years
like 10
older.
Years older than
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Okay. He's 40.
Yeah.
Still weird. I mean, I guess not.
And not enough people talk about, oh, he was on Stargate Atlantis. We just
oh,
sort
yeah.
of forgot.
Right.
He was on Stargate Atlantis?
Yeah, I remember watching, like, I lived with a guy for a while who was really into Stargate. And, so he went back and watched the older ones, and he was watching it. I was walking through the living room, and he was watching episode of Stargate Atlantis, and I saw Jason Momoa, and I'm like, that guy's too handsome to be here. What are you doing? Go be successful. This is stupid. You deserve, and then, like, 3 years later, he was cast on Game of Thrones.
Was that the one with, was Stargate Atlantis, the one with MacGyver, with Richard Dean
no,
Anderson?
No, that's just regular Stargate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He made some guest appearances, I believe, though.
Sorry, I know that you didn't, but it sounded like you said he made some guest appearances. Like, that's how MacGyver does guest appearances.
Yeah, always.
He was a guest voice on The Simpsons.
In the recreation of every show ever and reboot, for some reason, they're also going to be rebooting Dylan Dog. You guys have neither of you remember this movie, Dylan
it's
Dog.
Like a Supernatural thing, wasn't it?
Kind of, as Brandon Routh.
One of those,
star.
Oh, I was thinking it was that handsome cop guy.
Handsome
whose name
cop.
I can't remember now.
I mean, he kind of looks like a handsome cop.
I think the actor's name is Dylan that I'm thinking of. Oh. And that's why I get him.
Dylan McDermott.
Yes, that's who it is. Yeah. I thought it was Dylan McDermott.
Yeah, it was Brandon Routh who was Superman.
Okay.
Superman Returns.
And he was the Atom.
And he was the Atom. It still is the Atom, I believe. Atom. Yeah. So the original movie came out in 2011. This is also a comic series, an Italian comic series that Dark Horse brought over. Which is now out of print. I'm sure they're going to reprint it. So it's going to be a TV show that James Wan has decided to write and produce.
All right. Well.
So, yeah, I guess. I mean, it's like, it's kind of like Supernatural. It's like a you know, but it's like a cop that does supernatural things.
Okay.
Like, hunts supernatural things. Like werewolves and vampires and stuff like that.
So like Supernatural.
Like Supernatural, yeah. Except they're not cops. They just pretend to be cops.
Yeah. It's just their dad was a dick and now they have to also be dicks? I haven't watched it.
Yeah, they just drive around doing stuff.
That's the 15th.
It's a werewolf. Let's go kick him in the head.
They're on the 15th season. The 15th and final season of
really?
The show. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. Good for them.
Yeah.
All right. Lastly, we all watched Watchmen.
Yep,
we did.
We're watchers of Watchmen.
Watched it last night. Yeah.
I watched it last night as well.
Thought it was good. Yeah. I like the casting.
I really
was great.
Liked it.
Yeah, I said this before. I said that, but I am ready for it. I liked it, and I think it sets up a lot of really cool ideas. And the universe they built, I think it's genuinely a logical progression from what Watchmen was, which was about superheroes, but also a commentary on. You know, politics at the time.
Yeah.
You have, like, Nixon being president for life and you know, Dr. Manhattan, the existence of Dr. Manhattan sort of, like, reverberating throughout history. And,
yeah.
And so I think that now this makes sense, because, like, if basically two... Now, Dr. Manhattan was the first outlandish, supernatural sci-fi thing to happen in this world, but then a second thing happened.
Yeah.
With the squid appearing. And,
yeah.
Yes.
Once I saw... So... Well, obviously, we're going to spoil the whole episode, right?
Yeah,
definitely. Okay.
Yeah. If you don't want to hear this, fast forward.
It's really cool that this is not a sequel to the movie. It picks up after the comics because it's got...
Yes.
The only thing... I noticed that they're using some of the costume designs from the movie, but like...
Yeah, whatever.
Cool.
This takes place 30 years after the comic.
Yeah. And did they... I couldn't tell from the episode, but do you think they do the thing that they're doing in Doomsday Clock where they establish that the public did find out that that was a big hoax and it sort of turned everybody against... the superhuman, or not superhumans, I guess, but against the vigilantes, and especially against Adrian Veidt. They really hate that dude now. Yeah, because they know that he killed everybody on purpose.
Yeah.
Because Rorschach did sort of tell everybody somehow.
Well, yeah, I don't think they've revealed that yet.
Yeah, right.
He puts it in the paper, right?
Yeah. And it's implied at the end that the the fat kid is going to put it in The New Frontiersman. But mm-hmm. The New Frontiersman is a conservative, hardline conservative tabloid that not many people read.
Right. It's like an Alex Jones type shit.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll think it's the hoax is a hoax itself, that someone's hoaxing
at the same time, Alex Jones has a following.
Yeah, right. True.
And there'll be enough. And then if they start saying something that, like, let's say that Alex Jones went out and said something that was ridiculous, mm-hmm. but then a few of his followers actually did some digging and were like, wait, there's actually things that are adding up based off what we know here.
Yeah.
And then other more mainstream, reliable journalists were like, wait, are you serious? You're picking up on this, but this is starting to add up. I guess we should investigate, too.
Yeah.
I'd say that eventually someone would find out the truth, and then we'd have to go, oh, fuck, he was right the whole time. This sucks.
Yeah.
So I think that essentially what's happening here is that these worship, what are they called? The Seventh Cavalry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, according
Cavalry
to...
with a K.
Everything I've read, with a K.
Blinks.
Yikes. They're saying, they're being Watchmen fans and saying that Rorschach was the best character and he's the one that I identify with.
Yeah, that's...
And I think that's so cool.
He is a great character, but he's clearly not the good guy.
No, yeah,
he's like, I mean, that's the whole thing. That's like Alan Moore's whole point behind Watchmen. It's like, no, these are not good. Superheroes, if they really existed, would not be good.
No.
No.
But, like, at the same time, I think that anyone who read Watchmen and saw the scene when Rorschach goes into the bar and just starts breaking guys' fingers to get information, all went, oh, I wish I had that confidence.
Yeah.
He's easily the most confident character in the series, which is why we fucking like him.
And he is kind of the moral compass. Like, he's the one that is sticks to his beliefs and is kind of right in the end and, like, you know, is all about the truth.
Yeah.
And,
it's, you know, it's like that Onion headline, heartbreaking, the worst person you know just made a really great point.
Exactly like that.
But I think that's, like, that's also part of the whole point of Watchmen is that, like, you can sometimes somebody will do the right thing for the wrong reasons and, like, there's the ambiguity there. Like, is it still, is that good or bad or is it neither? Or does it even matter?
Right. But I think that the little things they do that, like, cops essentially all wear masks and adopt guises so that they don't get, you know, attacked in their homes.
Yeah.
The idea that all cops are superheroes. Like, there was that one panda guy.
Yeah.
I hope we know what that is. I hope that's just not going to be like, oh, we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, he was like the guy who, like announces the rules and everybody hates him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm really curious to see what else they do, because clearly, what's the other Regina King character named? Sister Knight? She's like clearly the good guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really interested in that Red Scare guy who had the pajamas and was eating a donut and wears like the Soviet Union colors.
And has like a heavy Russian accent.
Yeah. Like the anti-communist stuff was so prevalent in Watchmen and sort of it's like making a big comeback now that everybody's like, Russia rigged the election. It's like, do you guys don't remember when we did this the first time and it sucked? Like,
Well, and then all the stuff with China right now too. Like as soon as like a basketball coach talks about like about Chinese government.
Oh no, it was LeBron.
Well, no, not LeBron, the coach.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh. Well, the coach, like, that was the thing that like, people criticized Steve Kerr for, like, generally being pretty woke and like good on social issues. But then when it comes to a country that gives a bunch of money to his league, he was like, well, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if democracy's good, is it?
Who's to say? He's not going to fuck up his bread and butter.
Yeah, exactly.
And now people are sort of like managing to enjoy basketball while also criticizing the NBA.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I think is fantastic.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think, like, so one episode in, pretty good.
Yeah.
Don Johnson's right red as the police commissioner guy.
Right.
Who's flying around in the Night Owl mobile.
That was so cool.
So the review I read said that that's not Archimedes.
Okay, it's not the actual one.
It's a ship based off those designs.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, because it's the Minutemen, right? Like, they're basically like the Minutemen.
Like, I guess, but they're cops. Yeah. They're, like, the cops.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I wonder, there were some questions about this that I read. I only read one review, and it was the AV Club review. It basically said that if you're just a uniform beat officer, you have your uniform, and then you cover the bottom of your face with the yellow.
Yeah.
Right.
But then when you become a detective, you get to pick your own identity.
Right.
Yeah.
So I wonder, is that like, but then you have Don Johnson, who doesn't wear any, we never see him in any disguise of any kind.
Yeah.
Like Regina King, when she's out in the world, pretends to just work at a bakery, but that is actually a secret super cop.
Yeah. Right. Maybe that is his disguise, is having no disguise, and he's actually not the, you know,
it's
police
like how,
commissioner we think he is.
Yeah, it's like how the online organization Anonymous, like, we don't know who's in it, but there are a couple people. It's like, okay, this person is in touch enough with the group that they, we know that they're their spokesperson. So he's essentially the, like, yeah. And he lived off in that area with a lot of police protection.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So he's probably like, I'm willing to be the face of cops.
Yeah.
In exchange for having an extensive amount of protections.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought that was a crazy, like, what lets you know that we're in, like, an alternate reality was all the cops trying to, like, help people and stuff. Using violence to perpetuate cycles of poverty.
Yeah.
Oh, and their guns being locked, too.
Yeah.
That was having to need approval.
Yeah. You had to add, and sometimes it wouldn't work. Given.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was, I was like, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
why not?
Or bad idea. Or they could just not have guns. And I was like, oh, but I guess that's...
Oh, but then the Rorschach gang has all the guns.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Right. I was like,
I'm hoping that the show, like, from its position, it would be really easy to turn to, like, straw man arguments, and that's not, I don't think that's helpful.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
So I kind of want it to just be, I'd rather have no firm allegory political stance than shitty strawman arguments.
Yeah, yes. Totally.
I agree. Yeah. But at least it's starting conversations.
Yeah.
At all.
And I read a whole thread. Part of why I was inspired to watch it sooner rather than later was I read a whole thread on Twitter about it opened with the Tulsa riots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I read a whole thing about the horrible relationship. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we don't learn in school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things. Yeah, they don't talk about so much.
They don't talk about it. And so I think it's really dope that this historian posted this thread on Twitter that bounced around a lot, and I saw it on a bunch of Google timelines, basically outlining all these incidents that happened, exactly what that one was. And I think that opening the show with that to make it clear this is what the show's about was a really cool book.
Yeah, and then having, I think that was strongly implied that the old man, that Lou Gossett Jr., the old man in the wheelchair, was the boy from the opening sequence. The time sort of lines, well, if it's 30 years after, and that, so it's taking place in
1921.
Yeah, and it's, this is, and Watchmen took place in what, 85?
86,
and we're now
86,
30 years after that, so we're into 2015, 2016.
Yeah.
So that guy would be...
Over 100.
Yeah. He looked pretty old.
Yeah.
Did he look over 100?
I don't know.
I guess he could have. He was in a wheelchair.
Well, we have advanced medicine thanks to Dr. Manhattan synthesizing super drugs.
That's true. Yeah,
true.
Could be.
Maybe people are living longer.
Yeah.
Is he still on Mars, though?
They did show him, didn't they?
They showed him on Mars?
Dr.
Manhattan?
Oh, they showed...
at one overhead shot.
Very briefly, they showed, like, is this evidence of Dr. Manhattan on Mars?
That's
and they
right.
showed, like,
they
a building collapse.
Yeah.
On Mars. So, like, yeah, maybe.
Could be.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, and and then we had the guy living up off in that weird compound riding the horse.
Yeah.
Who they didn't explicitly say, but it's been confirmed because I read that that is...
That is Ozymandias.
And that Jeremy Irons is listed in the cast, so you're like, okay.
Totally
him.
The guy.
Yeah.
There's a... Oh, God damn. There's a local comedian who will remain nameless who has a... tattoo of the comedian's pin.
Sure.
Because he's like, hey, I'm a comedian too. And I'm like, you know that guy, like his main character attribute was he was like a rapist. Like, you just have that tattooed? My God.
Oh.
Yeah. Yikes. He's not very funny also.
I mean, you're just a second shy of saying his name. We don't have to, but anyone who's listening,
a lot of people have that tattoo.
Yeah, I mean, it is a dope image.
It does look cool, yeah.
And choosing to have... I mean, when I was in high school, I wore that pin.
Yeah.
Around on, like, my bag or whatever. Yeah. Because I guess if you look at it literally... And, like, if he has that because he's saying, because I like the comedian.
Yeah.
But if he's having to say, I like Watchmen,
true. And it is, the iconic, like, cover of the first issue.
But I would say if you're going to get a Watchmen tattoo, get Dr. Manhattan's hydrogen atom.
On your forehead.
Yeah.
On your forehead.
And you'll look super cool, remind me of a dope comic, and never get a job.
You should just get a full body blue tattoo.
And just be naked.
Yeah.
don't forget your penis.
Just get a tattoo of his, like, two lines.
So
yeah, two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up for Watchmen for now.
Two
blue
penises
up. Let's talk about reboots we don't need.
Oh yeah,
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ew,
there are already way too many movies of
I think didn't the last one just come out like a few years ago?
Yeah.
Why are they rebooting it?
The last one came out this is a guess, but I want to say less than 2 years ago.
Right?
I'm pretty sure.
That no one saw, because no one wanted it.
Because at this point, like, the stuff about Johnny Depp, I'd say, has circulated enough that now Disney is like, we can't put out another one with him.
Yeah.
But they want to keep making them.
But they're also talking about him being in it.
Well, then what's the point?
But why is it a reboot?
Then why are they doing it?
I don't know.
That whole franchise, that style of movie where I don't think anybody watched it, but then it still somehow makes a shit ton of money. Yeah. Like, what?
It makes so make sense much money because of people just being like, I like that
thing.
And I
guess the overseas market,
because
it's all visual, so like a language barrier wouldn't be as bad.
Right.
This is my favorite aspect of it, though. They're like Chernobyl creator, Craig Mazin. That guy that made that really depressing series on HBO.
What's a crack at? True story.
Yeah. Pirates of Caribbean. Just really wants to go all out.
Yeah,
we can leave that one alone.
Yeah.
instead of rebooting the one that should have gotten a whole franchise based off of Disneyland ride, they could make a dope Haunted Mansion movie.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
They could.
An actual, like, scary...
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead, they're doing Jungle Cruise.
Really?
I did break my no trailers rule, and I watched the trailer for that. And, like, you know what? The Rock is dripping with incredible amounts of charisma.
Yeah.
And they made a bunch of dumb Jungle Cruise jokes, and I'm gonna see it. Like, they're going to get my money,
isn't
and I'm going to go
like
see fucking
Jumanji?
Jungle Cruise.
Isn't it the same movie?
Which, yeah, also had The Rock.
Because Jumanji is about a video game.
And what's this one about?
This one is... So he plays, like, a guy who takes people on fake, quote-unquote, jungle tours, where they get on his boat and he takes them around, and he, like... It's implied in the trailer that he pays these guys to pretend to be native tribesmen, and he has all these fake animals.
Okay.
And then he says that he's showing people the most amazing secrets of Africa or whatever. I don't know where they are.
Yeah.
The Jungle Cruise ride, there's parts of it that are clearly African and parts of it that are clearly Indian, and they just act like don't care. But that's an amusement park ride. You can do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they'll do this in this movie. And then who's playing? It's Emily Blunt.
Right.
Needs to borrow him for some mission to find something that has, like, the secret to eternal life or, you know, some dumb artifact.
Yeah.
And so he helps her do that, and then they spit and spat at each other the whole time. I don't know. It looks like, I think
so
that...
Jumanji.
No, because Jumanji is about a game.
I know. I've seen it.
Yeah. A lot of the same stunts, like, they...
Yeah.
I bet that when they were filming Jumanji, at one point they just don't want The Rock, and they were like, actually, we cut this out of the movie, but we'll save it for Jungle Cruise.
Right, exactly.
And he was also in The Rundown, which was basically the same thing. It was him and Sean William Scott in the jungle looking for an artifact.
I've never even heard of that.
Dude, it's so good. It's one of the most underrated action comedies, I think, of all time. Like, early Rock.
Yeah.
It was like one of his first, like, starring roles. Him, Sean William Scott as his, like, wisecracking kind of sidekick. What's her name? Rosario Dawson makes an appearance. The guy who played Tony Jaa is in it in one of his first actual as like a
Tony
guy.
Tony Jaa.
Yeah, from the kickbox. Damn it, what's it called? The Protector and Ong Bak. Yeah.
Oh shit.
He's like a jungle tribe guy who like they have like a 2-man team that beats up The Rock by like swinging on vines and punching him and shit. It's so good, dude.
That sounds
it's
cool.
Such a good funny action movie.
Yeah, I like. Man. Did you see that thing about how The Rock and Jason Statham have rules about how much they can be beat up in a movie?
No.
Yeah. When they sign their contracts, they're like, we can never lose a hand-to-hand fight. They use a move on us, they can't. If someone uses a move on us and hits us, then the next time they use it, they have to not work.
Huh.
We have to, like, reverse it or whatever.
Yeah.
At one point, Jason Statham's sister, who I guess is, like, his manager, was coming up with a point system. And so every time they land this many points on me, I have to land a greater number of points on them. So, like, an uppercut is 3 points, whereas a roundhouse kick is 5 points. And then they were like, this is too complicated. I'm like, this whole fucking thing's too complicated.
Yeah, just let the movie people decide.
Yeah, like, but they want to keep their action star sturdy enough.
Yeah. It's so crazy that, like, Jason Statham has been playing a tough guy for so long that he believes that he actually is a tough guy and forgets that he was, like, a former competitive diver and male model. And like, no, dude, that's who you are.
Competitive diver?
He was, yeah. Diving was his sport.
And in, like
Olympic diving, like off a board.
Yeah.
I thought
yeah,
he was like scuba diving, and he was like, how many pearls can you bring up? Okay, never mind.
No. And like in Snatch, he wasn't a tough character. He was like a smart guy. He was like the brains of the operation.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Or wait, was he in Snatch or was he in Lock, Stock, and Two Smokers? Or was
he in both? Stock. He might be in both.
Well, those are both Guy Ritchie, right?
Yeah. And his character was like the smart guy. He wasn't like getting into fights.
Weird.
Yeah. And then he became the tough guy. And now he truly believes.
Oh, yeah.
I think being rich and famous just makes you crazy.
It does. Yeah. For sure.
Oh,
people are telling you all the time.
Yeah. Like, well, we do have a new Kanye West album out this week that would... He'd very much back up that theory.
Yeah.
Oh, he's insane.
Yeah.
Also, they're going to keep trying to push Cats at you until you also think. They also make you crazy and think that it's a good movie.
Yeah.
There's a new featurette, if you really want to laugh, starring Andrew Lloyd Webber and Taylor Swift penning a song together.
Oh, okay.
A new song?
A new song for Cats.
Is it like one of those music videos where the music video is of them recording the song
yeah.
and they're like both like sitting at the piano
they
and they're like laughing and
it's
then one of them
that.
Like
all
they get writer's
things.
Block and like run their fingers through their hair
yep.
in a frustrated manner.
Yep. They're literally sitting there together just like Taylor and oh, Andrew yes. Lloyd Webber. He looks real creepy next to her.
What rhymes with retractable claws?
Retractable claws.
Pause.
Got it. You'll be a star, yeah, Taylor. You'll be a star.
What rhymes with jellicle? Nothing, because it's a dumbass word I made up. And I have so much money. Fuck Cats.
My
second ship, Cats, was the musical. They showed Cats three
really?
Times a week. Yeah.
Oof.
It's hot trash.
Yeah.
I sat through it my very, very first night. And I've never told this story on here. It was my first night on Oasis of the Seas. I used to work for Royal Caribbean. I don't work there anymore. Whatever. And they have the full musical on the ship. And I was like, okay, the way my schedule is, I can actually sit and watch the whole show. I had no idea what the goddamn hell was happening the entire time. There's no story.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's just a bunch of cats introducing themselves, and in the end, one of them dies. That's it.
Yeah, that's yep. right.
So I'm sitting there watching with my, like, I had my head in my hands. I'm texting my friend being like, you told me this was good. Like,
no.
And
no.
then at one point, so they run around in the crowd a lot. They like run up and down the aisles. The very beginning is them all coming in from the aisles. So one of my jobs was to make people stand in the aisles so a cat didn't like trample them. It was fucking stupid. So, but then there's a point when old Deuteronomy, who's the old cat, I think it's Judi Dench playing. They decided
yeah.
to gender swap it
yeah,
up.
Is yeah, is the oldest actor,
yeah.
I think.
Is coming down the aisle with a cat behind him, and then behind them
uh-huh.
are two guests watching the show.
Yeah.
However,
no.
for reasons that were never explained to me, they were dressed as Iron Man and Wonder Woman.
Whoa.
Full costume, like Party City Halloween costume.
Okay.
And so if you've never seen Cats before, you might be like, what the fuck is this show about? Why are two different characters in two different cinematic universes here?
Oh, no.
Yeah, are they like, also cats? Like,
is Wonder Woman tiny, or is the cat huge?
Yeah. It was bizarre nonsense, and I hope that no one sees this movie.
Well, I don't know if you've seen the preview.
I have.
You have. They're making some very bizarre choices, like making the cats like in a little or a big people world now.
Yeah, yeah, they're in like
been.
A human-sized world.
No,
but there are no people in it.
No, that's always been the case.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've seen the musical, and it's not. They've never made really big objects.
They don't have
in
giant
the
chairs.
The set has like big objects.
Oh, yeah, well, that's like, music, not the version I saw.
Like at one point,
one.
There's a trash can that's like. I mean, not like as big as it is in the movie.
No,
but
yeah,
like,
that's what I mean.
But like they are supposed to be smaller than human size.
But not. Yeah, this they're gigantic in that trailer.
Like there's
it's very proportionally wrong. Like what? It looks so like mice size.
There's a scene where they act out a play about cats versus dogs. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
And there's
yeah.
a play within a play, and you could cut the whole thing from the show, and it wouldn't make a fucking difference.
No.
And they're wearing Dixie cups on their heads, and the Dixie cups are like the size of their heads.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's how big these cats are.
Okay.
Man, there's already the Aristocats. We don't need this.
They're right?
That would be
good
so much better.
Singing cat
just do that.
Show.
Yeah.
yeah.
Everybody right. wants to be a cat. Catman Crothers is in that movie.
Yeah.
James S. Cat in
it. Great.
Oh, they're doing that Lady and the Tramp reboot, too. Do you think they're going to take the We Are Siamese song out?
probably.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Do they say anything overtly racist in that? Or they just have just the thick accents?
They do, like, you watch it now and you're like, I could see why this would fly in 1954 or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, and even, I'd say it's even not even, like, 80s racist, but it's definitely now.
No, okay. Yeah.
So I bet that they'll probably keep the Siamese cats in the movie.
Yeah.
And then they'll cast actual Asian actors to provide their voices, and they won't have them do, like, accents.
Yeah.
Okay. They definitely won't sing that song, though.
They definitely won't sing that song.
Yeah.
Well, Lady and the Tramp isn't really a musical.
No, but there's songs in it.
Yeah, but, like, every song... but, like, what songs are... Besides that song, can you think of any songs in it?
No.
Well, the most famous song is when the guy's serenading them with the accordion. But that's an actual... That's not, like, a music... That's not, like, someone breaking into song. That's just, like, he's serenading them.
Yeah.
Because this man runs an Italian restaurant, and his side job is watching animals make out. So
he's got a problem.
They can leave that in. Dumbo, they cut all the songs from Dumbo.
Yeah, they did. They'll probably just cut everything, right?
Yeah.
Except for when he's playing the accordion and watching him make out.
Yeah, I think, and it's not CGI animals. And apparently all the animals in that movie are rescues. Did you hear that?
Oh, that's cool. That's
so it's going to be like Homeward Bound with just regular animals running around.
They're going to make them make out too?
I don't know what, okay.
It's the most famous scene.
You have been around a lot more dogs than I have.
Yeah.
I don't know what it actually looks like when dogs kiss in real life, and I don't want to.
I don't want to either. I don't want to see them share spaghetti. It's going to be too weird.
Can dogs even, like, eat like that?
And they, like, lips go that way.
Suck spaghetti in like we do?
I think, they could probably make them, like, munch spaghetti together.
Yeah.
That could be a trainable thing. Smart dogs could do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then viciously attack each other when they get to the end.
I feel like when I see dogs eat, they just slam their whole face in the bowl, and then whatever food stays in the mouth is theirs to eat.
Pretty much, yeah. All right. I think that's...
That's all the news.
Oh, I read Superman smashes the Klan, and it's good.
Oh, yeah, was good. I actually did read that. I also liked that.
That came out. I wasn't on the show when it came out, but it was good.
It was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Last week. Yeah. We have more of those. Come buy it.
Yeah, really good.
Gene Yang wrote it.
Yeah. And there's going to be two more.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I thought it was just one.
I thought it was, too. And it's, like, comic-sized.
Yeah. And apparently, I don't know if you read the text on the back. It's an adaptation of one of the old radio dramas.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
With, like, it seems
and
like
then forgot.
He's, yeah, he's because I just read it just now.
Yeah.
It seems like he like, but the a lot of the character names and beats of the story are still there. And he obviously flared it up and gave people more personality and backstory and everything. But, like, that's why Superman can't fly.
Yeah.
Because the radio dramas he couldn't fly.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
They should make that into a make it into a movie.
They could call it some. Well, no, they should call it Superman.
They should,
because then people will be like, oh, yeah, fuck the Ku Klux.
Yeah, right? Totally. We remember. We don't like those guys.
Yeah, totally.
Remember when they used to have them on daytime talk shows just to boo them?
Yeah.
Why did they come to our concert just to boo us?
And on that note.
On that note.
I've been Jessica Malfoni.
And I'm Jesse Hitt.
And I'm Jacob Rubin.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.